Good morning. If you write me a check, it's the 6th of February. That's today. We give you the biggest moments in rock with the Classic Nine. Coming up this morning, the Eagles. Don Felder was fired from the band on this day 19 years ago. He then launches a $50 million lawsuit against Don Henley and Glenn Frey, which they settled out of court. The Eagles are coming up, so is Billy Idol. So this day in 1990, he suffered serious injuries when he failed to pull up at a stop sign and crashed his Harley Davidson into a car. Ouch. Still going strong though, Billy, here in Australia. Coming up also, Bob Marley. He was born on this day in 1945. He and the Wailers soon. But we are going to begin the Classic Nine with Toto, 1957, and the drummer Simon Phillips was born. Here is Hold the Line. This is Toto at number nine on the Classic Nine. Lots of nines. Triple M Classic Rock Digital. The Long Run, the Eagles, number seven on the Classic Nine. Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Don Felder was fired from the band this day in 2001. He then launches a $50 million lawsuit against Don Henley and Glenn Frey, which was settled out of court. Had the Stones with Time Is On My Side at number eight. Their second album, number two, starts to run at the top of the charts this day in 1965. And Toto, Hold the Line, began the Classic Nine. More great stuff to come for you. You've got Dangerous Dave here, soon Guns N' Roses and Gary Moore with Phil Lynott. Looking forward to that. But Billy Idol, he stacked his motorbike into a car on this day in 1990. Survived, still performing now, been in Australia.
Australia was one of the first places to sort of buy Billy Idol records along with Canada. And even before, say, the States or Europe got going. And I've always remembered that, so I've always thought, I've always got a sort of special place, you know, in my heart for it.
Rebel Yell, number six, the Classic Nine, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. The Classic Nine on Triple M Classic Rock Digital, Lady Madonna, the Beatles at number four. They record that song this day, February 6, 1968. Also the same day in 1962, the Decca Records turned down signing the Beatles. Mike Smith was the A&R representative at the time, and the songs he listened to didn't seem worthy to be signing a record deal for.
They had written some wonderful songs that didn't appear that day. So sadly, I said no. I'll be better soon.
Coming up on the Classic Nine, Guns N' Roses and Gary Moore with Phil Lynott out in the fields. He passed away on this day, age 58, 9 years ago. Gary Moore will pay our respects soon. The Classic Nine on Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Triple M Classic Rock Digital's Classic Nine, yesterday's Guns N' Roses. We play that because Axl Rose is having a birthday. He's 58 today. Tumultuous is how you'd describe the relationship for most of the band members within Guns N' Roses over the years. Look, at one stage, Axl was almost impossible to work with. Here's Slash.
His sort of MO, as far as the band was concerned, over time got so exaggerated in the rock star sense or whatever, and he became such a dictator and this and that and the other, that it was impossible for me to work with him because I'm not the kind of person that takes orders, you know?
Today at midday, we're going to grab our bandanas, spandex bike shorts, and turn up one of the biggest selling debut albums of all time. You can hear Appetite for Destruction at midday. It's our essential vinyl on Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Gary Moore and Phil Lynott, we had at number three, out in the fields. Gary Moore passed away this day 9 years ago of a heart attack. He was 58, of course, guitarist with Thin Lizzy, with Phil Lynott before going solo back in the 80s as well. All right, number one on the Classic Nine today goes to a guy who was born Nestor Robert Marley in Jamaica. In 1945, his dad was a British officer in the Navy and met his native Jamaican mother. You know him as Bob Marley, and here he is with the Wailers. Is This Love? Number one, thanks for listening to the Classic Nine, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Hello, this is Dangerous Dave. Join me from Nine. We'll give you the biggest moments in rock for today, February 6th, with the Classic Nine on Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Decca Records turned down signing the Beatles. What a mistake on this day in 1962. George Harrison joined the Quarrymen in 1958 on this day. And Gary Moore passed away of a heart attack 9 years ago today. We'll pay our respects with him and Phil Lynott coming up from Nine too. That's all with the Classic Nine right here, Triple M Classic Rock Digital.